And we were working, developing charts that were all in colors, because, you know, if there was all kinds of slack in it, we'd make it green. And then if it was critical path, we'd make it red. And this guy was making a lot of mistakes. He was colorblind. I don't want to turn him in, but on the other hand, here we're doing a job, you know, and you guys make a lot of mistakes. So auditing, some people are just, and myself, I know when I enter a whole bunch of numbers, like I used to do my checkbook, you know, on Excel, you know, I put all my check numbers down. If I add the things 10 times, you know, I get 10 different numbers. I just can't add them right, so for some reason. So once I put them into Excel, you know, bingo, they all come out and just hit the button there, and as opposed to putting them into my calculator. You know, I used to put them in, I get them entered improperly and then let the computer do the adding. So auditing, training, those kinds of things, very, very important if you're on customer service desk. Can't be making mistakes. And, you know, just like the materials, you know, in your book, you know, every page is proper in there. And it's proper for a reason. You know, we check them, you know, make sure they're correct. And all pages are in there. You know, there's no pages in upside down. And the same with all this kind of stuff. You know, it has to be, can't be wrong for anybody. You know, it's got to be 100% right. So if that means we got to check it 6 times, so be it. And if somebody that assembles them does it wrong, we got to get rid of them or get them. When I say get rid of them, I don't mean get rid of them in the sense that we fire them. We put them into something that, you know, where someone else might have better skills at getting it right 100% of the time. That's the key. Now, on the phone, if we're entering stuff, we cannot make a mistake with numbers and things like that. So we want to say is that A is an alpha. And, you know, Sharon, when you were giving me, what's her, Karen, was it a Koss? Her last name was Koss, right?
Yeah.
Kathy.
Yeah.
K-O-S-S.
Yes.
So on the phone, it sounded like K-O-F-F, as in Frank Frank,
right.
Sounded like. So I said, I don't know if I said, is that Frank Frank or Sam Sam, you know, or whatever. I think you corrected me when I said what it was or whatever. So that's, we got to get it right. I can't have somebody's name spelled wrong in these kind of things. That's not, you know, it's, oh, well, I only got one letter wrong, you know, but I mean, it's your name, for God's sake. Can't make a mistake. Can't make a mistake on a name. And over time, we realized that, like, managers don't know their employees' names. You know, they don't have them spelled right. They just don't know. Hope I got everybody's name right here today, right? Okay. So, you know, is that A as in Alpha, B as in Bravo? So we're going to get it dead nuts for sure. There's not any doubt. Because on the phone, B and D, G, V, and E, they kind of sound the same. And F and S, they sound the same. And M and N sound the same. And P and T sound the same on the phone because there's a little static or whatever. So we want to make sure we get it right. And the other thing is, you know, O's and zeros. If we got part numbers, we don't want to mix O's and zeros. It's just crazy because we get them mixed up. We want to make sure it's an O. And if it has a line through it, that makes it a zero rather than an O. And an S could be mixed for a 5. So we want to make sure that we get that right, and there's some other things there as well. Most importantly, in a database, we want to enter stuff in lowercase. That's the key, lowercase. Everything should be entered in lowercase, although I find lots of customers that put stuff into databases in all uppercase. That's a mistake, in my view, and I'll tell you why. Everything you've ever read in your whole life is written in lowercase, black on white, everything. All the books, the newspapers, everything you've ever read is all in lowercase. So which is going to be easier for you to read, lowercase or uppercase? It's going to be lowercase. So enter things, if you're entering them now in uppercase, start entering them in lowercase. And I don't mean lowercase like, you know, Melissa, the M in Melissa being lowercase. I mean all the letters being lowercase, except for if it's a proper name, you would, you know, you have uppercase for the first initial. So I think that's called proper case. We want them in proper case, which means all the letters are lower unless there's a reason to make something uppercase. The only time you get in a jam with that is if somebody's name is like McMillan or MacArthur or things like this, and then we don't know, you know, is that McDonough or something? Is that a capital D or a little D? You don't know. So you got to get that straightened out, and that could be an issue. But lowercase is important. Are you guys entering stuff in lowercase generally?
I always do.
Lowercase? Mm-hmm. How about you guys? Mm-hmm. Uppercase. Do you know how, you know, if I got some charts, what?
Addresses we do.
Lowercase.
Some upper.
It automatically makes everything upper?
Black. Or customer databases.
Is that right, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So when you put notes in, they're all capitals. You know how hard that is to read? I mean, it's just, so that can contribute to mistakes. Cause they're, mm-hmm. So see if you can get them to change that. Or if you go to like you know, a Microsoft Access database, we'll be showing you that you could type it in any case you want. Mm-hmm. And you know, a computer guy could change the case of everything in your database. No big deal. Just there's commands you could write and it changes the case automatically, so they could fix it. we're on page 52 now. And educating your customers. Customers should be asked if you can show them how they can help. You can send. You should send out catalogs, literature, and other information yourself. So, for example, if you're on the phone talking to somebody, or if you guys come up with a solutions, whatever that thing was in that one role play we talked about, this was it, Solutions Bank? Yeah, Solutions Bank, which I think is a pretty cool name, Solutions Bank. If you come up with a Solutions Bank, and you have a little flyer on it, and you're talking to a customer about it, you should personally send that out to customers.